listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good,
Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Vampire Diaries. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Vampire Diaries news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Vampire Diaries.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
The wolves are out.
Yeah, really?
I love it.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in the house tonight.
Hey, Jesse.
Bill was just doing a Jersey Shore, and he transformed into a werewolf.
Oh, good.
Just in case you guys were wondering what was going on here in the booth. So we're joined here tonight with our two boys.
What?
David Skiffaletti. What up, David?
Hello. How you doing?
Billy Nellis.
Hi.
What up, Billy?
Hi.
How you doing?
He's I'm all good. Nice with it.
Across the table we have... It's Heather Basher, the vampire connoisseur.
Aficionado.
Oh, really? Mm.
We have Christine Kukla. Did I pronounce it correctly?
Nope.
I added a little spice to it. How do you pronounce your last name?
Luca.
Luca?
Oh, my God.
C silent?
It couldn't be easier.
Yeah, just a little bit off.
The C silent?
Well, C is my first initial.
Oh, all right.
He's like, oh, wait. Oh,
and filling in for Janora McDuffie tonight, we have Mia Smith. What up,
hey.
Girl?
What up?
All right, so all big vampire enthusiasts,
yes.
Vampire diary enthusiasts. Now, very exciting. Thursdays have turned into my favorite days here.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Zoned out for a second.
Especially in it, you know, it's October, so the... The theme fits very well.
Yes.
We have American Horror Story going straight into Vampire Diaries. Mm-hmm. And then The Secret Circle. I feel like spirits are going to be wandering
it's
around.
It's a full night.
The studio.
Supernatural Thursdays.
And apparently, I haven't been outside, but something crazy is with the moon.
Oh, yeah. A full yellow
huge.
Moon.
Huge.
Ooh, yellow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it. It's crazy. That means something. I don't know what it means. But
what
it
does
means
it mean?
Something. I don't know.
Well, you're going to Google it?
I'm going to figure it out. It means it's Thursday.
You'll look it up for next week?
I'm going to Google it. I'm going to look it up for later.
All right. So, what, for your show?
For my show. Not for your show.
Selfish.
All right. So, very exciting episode. I got to say, I don't know if I've seen a Vampire Diaries episode this exciting for a while. I mean, I've been excited every episode, but this one... was kind of orgasmic.
There was so much happening.
It was packed full of everything. First 5 minutes in.
Did you guys feel like they were going to pull something away from us? Because, I mean, with Vampire Diaries, they tease us. They'll give us something really good, and then it'll be slow for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, it was just like, bam, 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 bam.
Well,
like,
mm-hmm. It was intense the entire way through. Oh my God, I felt like I was on some type of emotional roller coaster just with everything that was going on.
Just because you were. I mean, the past few episodes of Vampire Diaries have been a little bit more mellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to come back to this is just right before Halloween, and it's like, it's really good. I mean, exceeded expectations, yeah. I think, for everybody.
Definitely.
It did.
All right, so let's jump into it. We started off with, last week we ended off with Katrina. Coming to see Damon, pulling him away, saying, you know, you don't belong here. Follow me. She has Elena's necklace. So they're on their little joyride. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like their connection. I like Damon and Katrina. I know it's an evil connection, but they're just so badass.
Like, I like
driving
their banter.
In the car.
Yeah.
I don't know, like...
The chemistry is really good with the two of them.
Yeah. Yes.
You can tell that there's a history between the two characters mm-hmm. and the two actors, and it just works really well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I almost like the two of them together more than I like when he's with Elena.
Agreed.
I absolutely. Oh, yeah.
It's a little hotter there.
Yeah.
And Elena will never be what Katrina is.
Oh, no.
Katarina. Just call her Kat.
Yeah.
Not Katrina.
Well, the thing about... See, I want to call her Kat, but the thing about Kat, I think of Bonnie.
I know, because that's her real name.
But anyways, we find out Kat has Jeremy... knocked out in the back of her car.
Right.
As she would.
Of course.
In true fashion. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And basically, I believe, David, you were the one to say that you felt she had something up her sleeve.
Last week? Yes.
And clearly she does.
I mean, I've been saying for a while now that we always need to watch Kat because... She's always one step ahead. She said it in this episode tonight that she's always one step ahead of her enemies, and she's smarter than she puts on.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So last week I was saying that I felt that she was doing it, and obviously not to save Elena, to save herself.
Of course.
But, of course.
But I feel like this season she has nothing against Elena, and not that she's going to go out of her way to protect Elena, but... She's using this also, I guess, as a ploy, like, hey, it's going to save Elena, too. Come with me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I like that because I liked last season when they did the whole switcheroo thing. And that was really creative to me. And I like that being a part of the team.
Kat is never really part of the team, though.
No.
At the end of the day, it's about her.
Yeah. She wants it that way.
It is about her, but they can always ring her in if they
It's a means to an ends for her. I mean, if she has to include Elena in her plan, she'll include Elena. But at the end of the day, if Elena's going to die or she's going to die, she's going to choose herself.
Yeah.
As she continuously repeats.
Yeah.
Looking out for myself.
Yes.
Yes.
We find out that her dear friend Pearl, who is not the original witch, correct?
Just no,
Pearl was the
Pearl's
vampire.
Pearl's Anna's mom.
I'm sorry. Yes, Anna's mom knows who can kill Klaus, and the only person who can help is Anna. And I thought it was interesting that
Jeremy.
How did we know? How did Kat know that Jeremy?
Well, that was she got the necklace when she tricked Bonnie into thinking that it was Elena. And that was when Bonnie spilled that Jeremy had just told her that he was seeing the ghosts of his dead girlfriends.
Right. And that was probably when she went and snatched them up. And threw
Old girl is thinking really hard for her to put those two pieces that quickly together. Like, okay,
she
here we go.
Is an
I'm
evil
a Wayne Candyland.
She's an evil mastermind.
She hasn't survived for thousands of years without being smart.
No, she's not that old.
She's been hiding for thousands
of years. She's been running from Klaus for this entire time.
She's not that old. She's like 500, 300 years old.
Oh, that's just not old.
Well, not as old as Klaus.
A long time.
Yeah.
So we got them out there bickering back and forth. Jeremy wakes up and wasn't upset or surprised at the fact that he was knocked out in the middle of nowhere. Just finishes her sentence, "You need me."
I think that Jeremy's at the point where nothing really surprises him anymore.
Yeah,
true.
I think he's just, you
been
know,
through it
he's
all.
Woken up to this world now. Yeah. He's seeing ghosts. He died and came back. He's like, I'm going to wake up in a trunk eventually.
You know, it's normal.
Right. It's Mystic Falls. That's what happens.
Yeah. Well, at
everyone
least he didn't
a name like that for a city. Come on.
Everyone has a night in a trunk every now and then.
Yeah, there
oh,
you
really?
Go.
That's a story for another night.
Yes. And so we'll get back to them as far as what happens in the end. But we started the episode off kind of creepy. I didn't know where they were going to take it at first. We hear this clinkering in the school. Mm-hmm. Come to find out it's Matt.
Working out.
Working out.
Just normal
doesn't
evening.
Know how to work
by
out.
By himself.
Lone time workout.
Apparently, yeah. All these kids just have the keys to the school.
I know, like, who works out in their school at night?
Right.
Don't they lock up?
Well, no.
Yeah.
They do. I do know. Weird. I mean, I feel like this was like at like 1 or 2 in the morning.
Right.
So,
but also, Matt is on the football team, so he might actually have keys.
Really? Oh. Students have keys?
That's... Football team to work out.
Really?
They might.
Keys. Like the players or the coach?
Thank you.
Either one. I mean, if the coach has a key.
I think it was a stretch for him.
It was
to be
a
there.
Yeah.
It is a stretch. But, you know, I'm trying to make
So you
gotta make it worse.
They're allowed to make stretches. It's TV.
Lemonade out of oranges.
Exactly.
And apparently the rest of the seniors are there creating these pranks.
Senior prank. Team.
Yeah, it was senior prank. I mean, that was really an extravagant, like...
Yeah, that was an intense prank.
I don't remember
prank,
that. No. Intricate. I don't remember ever doing it.
No, it's a thing that TV created.
Yeah.
That is, actually, that's not... it is big in the suburbs where I'm from. The town next to me actually took a cow, brought it to the second floor of the school... And cows can only walk upstairs.
They can't walk down.
That's so mean.
And then you have
that's
to kill.
So mean.
You have to kill the cow.
No, no.
What?
Yeah, that's the, how do you how did you get the cow down? Did you push it down the stairs?
They have to carry it down.
Yeah,
they just are like, well, we're having hamburgers. Like,
ladies and gentlemen, David won't be joining us next Thursday for Halloween.
I probably won't.
Like,
okay.
This is getting a little too intense for you, huh? But no, basically what they did was they took a ramp and put it over the city. They can go down ramps. They just can't.
They can't bend their legs to go down.
And there you go.
But
I'm
so this
I'm visualizing this in my head right now.
It's like stakes for everyone.
Interesting.
But this was violent. Like to me, like what if a teacher walked in the room and stepped on a
all
mouse trap?
Mouse traps.
I mean, yeah, that's harmless though. A whole bunch of mouse traps and toilet paper.
But if she was wearing
flip-flops.
If
in the pool, was not harmless. That pool
what
would have been
teacher
destroyed.
Do you know comes to school wearing flip-flops?
Again, I'm from the suburbs. I know a couple of teachers who have worn. My old science teacher used to wear flip-flops.
Well, your old science teacher is waiting for something awful to happen to his or her feet.
You
okay.
Know. The larger point to me was toilet paper in the pool because yeah. That pool's filtration system was destroyed. That's like larceny.
It's not fun for anybody.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. Let me tell you, okay.
Now, joining all these children, Klaus finds out that Elena basically is alive. Mm-hmm. And he surprises her, and I think he surprised all of us because we thought it was going to be a dream sequence.
Yes. I just knew. Right. You could not tell me that was not a dream. I was so certain of it. And when we came back from commercial... I didn't know what to do with myself that it was real.
Well, that didn't even cross my mind that it was a dream.
It didn't cross my mind either. I totally thought it was real.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
I knew that it was real, but I was taken aback at how quickly in the episode Klaus found her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't expect within like the first 5 minutes Klaus to find Elena and that to go from there. I kind of thought there'd be a larger build since the very last thing we saw of him was him just getting into town.
Right.
That was exactly. What shocked me. I mean, I knew that it was going to be real because there was way too much going on with everyone else for that to just be Elena's dream. She wouldn't have dreamed Matt working out by himself. I mean, maybe she would have. She did date him before. Who knows? But I knew that was real, but I just was so surprised that they took us there that quickly. But obviously they needed to because there was so much that happened that they couldn't wait for him to get there.
So much that happened that... Klaus clears everybody out of the school, and Rebecca shows up, turns into this whole
jealous girl.
Whiny brat.
She is.
She's got my necklace. I want it back.
Love Elena more than me.
So annoying.
Understandable to a point. I mean, you've been dead for how long? The last thing you remember is that you
this
told your brother.
You. Yeah.
Yeah, you were going to say.
You died because you loved him, and now... You're back alive, and he doesn't care about you at all.
Yeah. Which is why, kids, it's important to know the difference between love and lust.
That is true.
Would you like to explain them for us?
No, that's a whole
episode. Okay.
We'll have a special segment later.
just leave us hanging. It's okay.
Look it up.
Maybe we'll talk about it during Secret Circle, because that's
perfect.
Going on there, too.
Perfect.
Bonnie and Matt, let's... get into this. Matt is in the gym, as we explained, and he's kind of just going through the motions of everything.
He's been like that for a while. He's been a little lethargic this whole season, and
lonely.
He's not all there.
He's detached.
Yeah.
This episode especially, though, walking through, like, literally it would be like zombie.
Right.
In like a zombie state.
And I think that was necessary for him to do what he did later in the episode and for us to believe that he would do it. We had to see him be more detached, or else that wouldn't have been a believable thing that he did.
Yeah.
Christine,
yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say that I thought that Matt was feeling a little bit powerless almost, or almost left out, just because everyone around him and his closest friends have this supernatural thing going on, and he's the only one that really doesn't.
I'm gonna
feels left out.
I'm gonna throw it back to Buffy.
Yes.
Remember Xander.
Yeah.
Oh.
Also had these same feelings. He never had a power. He always like would do something crazy and reckless to prove that he could be a part. And this was very reminiscent.
And
of
he
that
was always being left behind to do research.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Or buy donuts. I was just in a Buffy
marathon.
Yes.
What's the word?
And I remember I saw an episode that he was dealing, he was facing with that, left out and poor little ex-girlfriend just kept teasing him about it. And I feel, well, minus the teasing, but Matt is very much the same way. Although it's his choice. Didn't he have a conversation with Caroline about how I want to be left out of this?
Yeah.
I don't want to be a part of this supernatural world. Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think that when he was first sort of shocked with the truth, he did want to not have anything to do with it. But I think that now that he is realizing that there's a way to live within that world safely or relatively safely, as everyone kind of is, he kind of wants to be a part of it. He feels like he doesn't belong, which I think is a heightened version of what some people go through in high school.
Yeah.
I think that that's what that's playing off of, sort of an allegory for that.
Mm-hmm. Look and at I thought, you.
Yeah. Right?
And I'm going to write my dissertation on the Vampire Diaries.
This is why we keep him around.
And I thought it was great, you know, him and Bonnie kind of sitting down talking about Jeremy and seeing, you know, being able to see ghosts and he wanted to see Vicky. I thought that was good for him because to see that Bonnie, even though she has powers, she still felt in a weak position when it came to, you know, that Matt went into the bathroom. Vicky was trying to communicate with him this whole time. And it kind of interested me because I wonder if Vicky's been trying to communicate with Jeremy this whole time. She keeps saying help.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So do you guys think that she's saying help in order to tell Jeremy? Because, I mean, Anna was saying,
don't trust her.
Yeah. Right, don't trust her. But in the end, she's the one who helped this episode. Anna was forced.
Did she?
Yeah, right. Because
her help really was just that Elena needed to die. That
right.
That's really all she did.
That's all she said was that Elena needed to die. And Klaus was smart enough to figure out that the first witch was
tricking him anyway.
Tricking him anyway, so that he just needed her blood to fix everything. But, I mean, who's to say that Anna's really helping?
Yeah,
or Vicky's really helping? At this point, no one really knows.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I want to know, when did Vicky become so strong as a ghost? Like, she's moving objects, carrying them from room to room.
Yeah.
Anna's not even doing that.
No, not at all.
Again, this is sometimes the Vampire Diaries says, we need you to come with us.
Right.
We go with them. Again, how does a 500, 700-year-old vampire know how to use a touchscreen BlackBerry?
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, hello. They're English.
They're smartphones. It's not that hard.
Moving into Caroline and Tyler, basically Tyler is used as the sacrifice victim. Klaus, to put everything in
layman's terms.
Well,
to put it into motion.
Basically, to start the mouse trap.
Let's get it going. I'm with you.
Start the ball rolling.
Come on. Let's
get the ball rolling. Dramatically, breaks Tyler's neck and makes him drink his blood.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to turn him into the hybrid.
Right. Forcing everybody to try and figure out how to make it work.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they wouldn't lose him.
Bonnie's. That's where everyone starts splitting up. Bonnie and Matt, they go to, I don't really know where they were trying to go.
He told her to go find her grimoires.
Yeah.
And to figure out the curse.
And so
how to break it. Did anybody do anything?
No. No one did
anything. Nobody did anything.
Because she realized.
She knew that her books didn't go back as far as the original witch. So she couldn't have gotten the books. There was no point to get them.
Right. And so then they were like, okay, I need to communicate with dead people, blah, blah, blah. I need Jeremy. So they went to go find Jeremy.
Yeah.
Which, of course, Jeremy was in the back of Cat's trunk.
Right. Yes.
So, yes, then we have Caroline and Tyler. Then Caroline versus Rebecca, which I think this is a really interesting battle.
Mm.
Just in the sense of their cattiness. Because Caroline has that. Elaine is not going to battle back and forth with Rebecca like that.
Oh, no.
You know,
no.
But Caroline
Caroline's
is
not really afraid of her.
Well, they also sort of have this, like, queen bee type of mentality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the biggest bitch. I'm going to run this town type of.
I was a little disappointed with how much stronger Rebecca was to Caroline, especially in the midst
of. I'm confused.
Well, as we saw last week, Caroline fighting Damon.
Right.
She just had this urge of protection and strength. And because normally Damon can easily overpower Caroline.
But she said.
Rebecca's much older.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
Much older. And last week it was like a surge of adrenaline.
Right. Yeah.
She was saying, he's like, I'm stronger than you. And she said, but I'm angrier.
Right.
Yeah.
And even though she was angry this week, I still think that that still wasn't any match for how old and how powerful Rebecca is.
Yeah.
Although
I agree.
Although I must admit, when Rebecca showed up and Caroline saw this woman, she stepped in front of Tyler. I was just like,
"That's right.
You get it. You protect her man."
Yeah. Right. Well, immediately when she said, "You must be the werewolf," she knew that she had to protect him because.
That was awesome.
I was like,
well, which is also interesting to me because what happens if an original is bit by a werewolf?
Oh.
Have we discovered that? Because normally, if a vampire is bit by a werewolf, that leads to death.
Right. So I don't think we've ever. There's only been one.
Because the only
two originals, right? At this point, now there's three.
I guess.
Well, wait, who's the third?
The brother.
Rebecca would be the third.
And the other brother. Who
and the other brother.
What was his name?
I never remember his name.
Oh, the one that Klaus stabbed?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the end of last season.
Yeah.
There we go. What all that boys.
Wow. We're really good.
That's
going to bother me. I'm going to sit here and ponder.
I know.
Right? I'm like, I feel like someone's going to pop up with the name.
I know.
So within doing that.
Elijah.
There you go.
Wow. Wow. So within that, they click over to the scene with Jeremy, Damon, and Kat, where Anna reveals Michael's name again.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
We find out Michael is actually a vampire, not a saint.
I never said he was a saint. I
said
he was
an
angel.
Yep.
Which
there's
a difference. Which he wasn't. I will admit that I was wrong.
But it was very entertaining.
I'm disappointed it didn't happen like that.
I'm kind of disappointed too.
I'm not.
What?
Really?
Because I'm sorry. I just, that would have been way too much out of the realm for me for it to go like so biblical and so like now the heavens are coming down to like play a part in this. That would have lost me, I think.
Well,
I agree.
They could have.
In their world, it doesn't have to get turned into God. It doesn't have to.
Right, that's
they're just
I'm
pulling
saying.
Angels and demons. I mean, we're dealing with demons, so they could bring angels into it. I don't know. That would have been really interesting to me.
I think
he's a vampire.
He's a vampire who hunts vampires.
And apparently will kill everybody.
Any vampire
I know, like,
comes across.
It's so stupid for Kat to want to go wake him up.
Yeah,
I mean, I know that it's
the
only solution.
Minute. Well, he is completely chained down.
Right.
So at the very least, when he wakes up, she still has that bit of protection that he probably can't get up until somebody removes it.
But
chains.
If he's been chained down for 20 some odd years now.
Mm-hmm. He's still going to be very weak.
He's going to be weak. Blood. He's going to need blood. She brings a human with her.
Right. He knows what she's doing. It's Catherine. Ooh,
I know.
Yeah, she's sneaky.
I felt like even after last week's episode, I had a feeling that Catherine saw a bigger picture. Like she, I felt like she was more involved than just running from Klaus.
Right.
I felt like she knew what was going on beyond Klaus.
And if you remember, not to last week, but the week before when they had the flashback episodes, we saw Michael in the club.
Right.
The actor walked in there and Catherine was there too.
Right.
So we know, Catherine has been following. She's always one step ahead of anybody who's a threat to her. She probably was aware of this person anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to venture.
Well, she was. Pearl had told her about him, but she didn't know
really
who his name was or who he actually was.
Mm-hmm. Right. So.
Well, but that even brings me, I don't know, I'm kind of siding with you and Billy on this.
I know, that makes it very confusing because she was at the club.
And Kat knows everything.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't tell me she didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
So my question is, does she know who he is and just needed to find him?
Probably.
I feel like she has been running from him this entire time, but Klaus was always that second in command that she was still.
So you're saying Michael is also after Kat, but this might be her leverage to say, I know where Klaus is.
Right. I would say
possibly,
that.
Yeah.
I can see that. She see that. Sees that as an opportunity.
But I think that I, for some reason, I felt like, yeah, she was running from Klaus because he was that one person that she was running away from. But ultimately, I feel like she's always been running from Michael at this point. Does that make sense?
It does.
I feel like she's ultimately known something worse than Klaus.
Right.
Huh.
For some reason.
And I feel like that we're going to see that last scene in the flashback episode when they are both there, I think, is something that we're going to find out more about once Michael's awake.
Right.
I feel like that's going to be spelled out a little further.
Well, and we have had a little spoiler alert that there is going to be another big flashback episode to a time that we've never gone back to here on
Again.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm thinking maybe 70s, 80s, something a little more modern.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
As far as that goes.
I'm just like shaking my head.
Disco.
I'm with it.
Disco ball. Yep.
You're with it?
I am.
You want 60s, 70s? Where you want to go?
I'd like to go to the
80s.
Yeah,
thank
you.
I'm like, 80s,
80s. They hated on me when I said that.
I don't want the 80s because everyone always goes so literal and comical with the 80s. So, and they went like to such a strange place when they went to the 20s, I think, with the look of it. Just
slappers.
Yeah, I'd rather them do something a little bit.
Yeah, but you want to seem like hippies, like, hey.
No.
Like Damon in like a balloon shirt.
I'd like to see them in the 60s. I say 60s.
Can vampires get high?
No.
I wonder.
Probably. They can get drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why
not?
All right. So while Jeremy's talking to ghosts, we have Matt who wants to communicate with Vicky and says, hey, you know what? There is a way I can talk to Vicky. Well, because she's texting him somehow from an anonymous number.
Unknown.
As a ghost.
It is 1-800-GHOSTS calling you. Now, does he get charged for that? How does that come up? Basically, Matt calls Bonnie, says, I need you to come to the pool and revive me with CPR.
Right.
He drowns himself. Mm-hmm. Amazing control.
Yeah.
I know, right?
No struggle at all.
Fight at all.
Well, I mean, I think it made sense. He wanted that to happen more than anything, to communicate with Vicky at the very least. So I think he knew that to fight it would make that impossible. So I know a lot of us in the room were like, why isn't he? I kind of bought into that.
I bought into it as well, just in the state that he's been
in
general.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
He knew exactly what he was doing. And like I said earlier, that they played him up as being so morose and so detached. And that's what made it more believable, that he almost kind of didn't care if maybe he died because he hasn't felt like a part of anything for so long.
Right.
Yeah, I will give you that. What I don't like, which worked for the show, though, but I don't get these humans and their rash decisions to be a hero. It bothers me. It's just, why does everyone have to be a what's the word? Martyr.
Martyr.
Yes.
I think ultimately, though, I think Matt's decision was somewhat easy for him because I think he had the utmost confidence in Bonnie just because she's a witch and the least she can do is revive him.
Right.
As a witch.
Yeah, I think so. That
or as a human.
All right, yeah.
I mean, had he hung up the phone after he said, all you have to do is be better than at CPR than I was, what if she wasn't?
Yeah.
What if she showed up and she couldn't get him out of the pool? And what if she's
what if that belt was a little too tight?
I don't know.
I think at this point, with everything supernatural going on, he just relied on the fact that she's a witch, she can do it.
Yeah,
that's true. I mean, of course.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he would have been happy on the other side with his sister.
Yeah, he seemed very elated.
Which was scaring me because I didn't want him to. And we saw this at the end of the episode where Bonnie was like, are you really going to be okay if I leave you?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm not going to do anything stupid. Well, I'm sorry. We're going to ask you that question multiple times.
Yeah.
Because you're trying
you just
to communicate
killed yourself.
With him. Yeah, you killed yourself.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I was a little worried at that final scene that he was going to do something. But I do kind of like, though, that now he has a connection with Vicky. I like that he has something to do now. I like that the character has it.
Other than eating ice cream, drinking beer, and smoking weed.
Right.
He has hanging out in the school.
He has more of a purpose, which makes me think he maybe won't die like Aunt Jenna did.
And he's now included in the group.
R.I.P.
I think that was the first genuine smile we saw out of Matt since the last season.
Yeah, since he was with Caroline at the very least. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was good with that.
All right, so let's move into the stars of the show.
The stars!
Now, first of all, also Vampire Diaries, all this stuff happened in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yes, yeah.
Amazing. And also amazing that these old vampires know how to work a clock. I can't even... timer. I can't even work the one here in the studio. But Rebecca's killing it. She has them sync together on her little BlackBerry. Dang, girl.
She was stretching the picture. And
I know.
Yeah. She knew like that two finger pull.
She was doing fancier things than I can even do.
Well, actually, it was more believable. I can't believe I'm going this deep into this. But it was more believable that Rebecca figured it out because she was like tapping the picture. And it got bigger. Whereas when she went to class, she was like, look at the necklace. He like scrolled down, opened it big, and it was like, really?
I believe that class, because class hasn't been dead.
Yeah, right.
Class has been alive, so he would know how to do it. Rebecca would be the stretch, because she just woke up for however many years. But Klaus, obviously, has been alive and adapting to technology. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't as surprising to me.
Yeah.
Oh, but Stefan, basically, Klaus has this ability to control everybody.
Yes. Oh. He's like, it seems like... He's able to compel anybody.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
And everybody.
And he basically did what he did years ago, as we saw when they were in Chicago. He made Stefan forget anything.
Right.
And he did that again tonight. Very dramatic.
Super dramatic.
It's kind of like you saw it get like
taken out
pulled
of him.
Out of
yes.
him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was really like crazy.
And this show's awesome.
It's irritating to me that he can compel him. It just irritates me.
Yeah, but it's not fair.
That he has that kind of.
But it does make it very interesting because,
well, of course,
Stefan is in this place right now, and I like where they take it because it's so interesting because he's like a crack addict right now.
Yeah.
And he can't control it. He needs this blood. And seeing him sitting there struggle and Elena clearly telling him, like, it's all in your mind. And we see this difference, and it's funny because Caroline's father, tells Damon, you would never understand why I can control myself because I'm human. And then calling to that, Stefan did figure it out as he was a vampire. So now it's just trying to get over this compelling situation, which he was fighting. And I loved it. The power of love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Power of love.
That scene when, like, he was... having to chase her, but he was trying to fight that and throwing himself against the walls. That was
so... He was willing to, like, kill himself.
Yes, he
stabbed himself with the wood.
Yeah.
Anything to not feed on her. Anything not to harm Elena.
Right.
And that last no, that push to Klaus, I was like, ooh, yes, Stefan.
And that's what I didn't get. He was able to rationalize up until that last moment. So since he raised his voice, he was able to compel him at that point.
Well,
no, because then he erased. He like
he took out
he
his humanity
him the first time, yeah, and then he totally made
and then
him
his
forget.
Compulsion yes. was like different. He compelled him in a completely different way. It seemed like he compelled him to let his humanity go. It wasn't. That's I don't think true. That was. I don't think it was that he took the humanity out of him. I think that is his that compulsion was literally forget your humanity. So I think it's still there, and I think it can be woken up again,
suppressed.
Which I obviously it will be. Or
it will.
The show will be over.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think that that's what he did. He forced him to ignore that humanity and let the other side win.
And
I agree.
He basically goes and bites into Elena.
Right.
Sexy time.
Yes. Woo-hoo. So
why not so sexy?
Everyone loves getting bit by a vampire.
Everyone. That was really vicious, though.
Yeah, this one was a little more like wrenching than like.
Is he the Ripper?
Yeah,
still sexy. I think it'd still be fun.
I think because we didn't.
And then we come to find out that Klaus figures out that he doesn't need to kill Elena. He needs to feed his hybrids
her blood.
He gives some to Tyler. Tyler turns into freak monster.
Freak of the week.
Freak of the week. And I just saw poor Tyler. Tyler never wanted anything to happen to him, and he gets...
Now he's both.
Now he's, yes.
But here's the thing, though. Now Tyler can control... He's not compelled to transform at the full moon because Klaus isn't either. So in the long run, I feel like that this might have actually helped Tyler.
Him.
That this actually benefited him.
But in the end, you know, he doesn't know now what his new powers are. He doesn't know if he can go out during in the sun. Like, there's many new things.
But I think that they can do both. Yeah. Because Klaus can be in the sun without any... He doesn't have a ring.
But neither does Rebecca.
The only thing I think that this brings to it is that if Klaus compels him, he will literally be his slave.
He will be part of the army. Yeah.
So that's where we're kind of left... As far as goes.
Does he still need to be feeding off Elena?
I think that he only needed it
just a little
bit. Yeah,
I think, I don't know. I mean, I don't think that was...
I don't think. I think that was left out in the open, but
I don't think so, because Klaus did drink Elena's blood, correct?
Yes.
Klaus
and
did.
And so that's why his hybrid transformation worked.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think they still need the blood.
They just needed a taste. Got it.
Just a sample.
Yes, and very... technological of Klaus to send Elena to the hospital to get all of her blood drained.
Right.
I was back and she was in the hospital, I was so confused.
Me too.
What? How did we get to here?
I was so confused.
It just happened so fast.
Right.
Ooh,
and then
dropped her off.
Yeah, exactly. I was kind of though a little bit bothered that that was the solution. It felt to me like we've been built up to this whole thing, and the entire episode was like either Elena or Tyler was going to die, and we've been led to believe that. And then it sort of felt like, oh, we found a way where they both can live, and there's that, like, took that dramatic tension away in a way that really didn't, I'm gonna be honest, didn't really satisfy me.
Right. I agree.
Because it felt like they're like, okay, we can just do it this way, and the witch was a liar. And I was kind of like, really?
I thought there was gonna be more witch involvement.
Yeah. I felt like Bonnie, someone was gonna actually have to do something rather than it just being so easy that it just, she needed to stay alive, actually. That kind of, I was like,
we'll have to wait and see.
I don't know. Which
means it's going to get kind of bloody.
Yeah. I agree with you, but I think it's a little too early in the season for that. Mm-hmm. And keeping Elena, now this is a whole new thing where he's going to need her blood forever.
Right. Is he only going to need Elena's blood, or can he use Kat's blood as well? Because she was a doppelganger as well.
I think it would have to be a doppelganger's blood, any of them.
Yeah, I don't think it would have to be a specific one.
I don't think it specifically have to be Elena. I think, because I mean, that's why anyone could have used any doppelganger.
Right.
But Catherine wasn't able to be used anymore because she became a vampire. And aren't vampires' blood different now that they're dead?
Still human.
And I also think
I don't know.
No, we looked at each other.
No, that's
I don't know.
That's why they couldn't use her anymore. Was because,
and that's why Damon, you know, fed Elena his blood so that when she came back, she would be
a vampire.
And
but they saved her so that way she wouldn't be a vampire.
Right. So confused.
I also think because Elena was used in the sacrifice, I feel like it's more. Specific to
might be attached to her now.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Also, that whole nurse scene, bringing this way off subject, really like brought me to like an American Horror Story type feel. Like that woman was really creepy. She was like, "No, it's for your friend Klaus."
was obviously compelled.
Well, of course.
Creep monster.
Yeah.
Really interesting moment between Rebecca and Klaus at the end. She says, you're obsessed with hybrids because you don't want to be alone.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And his whole tone changed. And it's funny because he always kept Rebecca along. And as soon as Rebecca said she didn't want to be with him, killed her. Mm-hmm. Then he wants to befriend Stefan. He starts getting this bromance with Stefan. Mm-hmm. And he feels so betrayed. Now he has Rebecca back. So it's like, but he still likes Stefan.
He does.
Right.
He like loves Stefan.
He admires him.
He's in love with Stefan.
I think he admires the humanity that Stefan has, and I think that he wishes he had that.
I think Damon did at one point too. Admired that. About him.
And they all want to be human. I mean, they all were human once and wish they still were. In some degree, I think.
Right.
Well, and so that's the thing. Like, let's get into that conversation. They want this humanity. Stefan figured out a way to sort of relive that. So Damon kind of took that on. I feel like he played the jealous brother and didn't like say like, Stefan, I want to learn how to control myself or learn these types of feelings. He kind of like was the asshole, but learned while on the journey.
Mm-hmm. While falling in love.
Yes.
Yep.
Now, with Klaus, it's interesting because as much as I think he wants to be, or I don't think he wants to be human. I think he likes that humanity because of something in his past that I don't think we've learned about Klaus yet. But you want to build this ultimate army. And it's funny, actually, going back to it now is hitting me. You wanted to grow this army not to attack anyone, but so no one will attack you. So you just want to build all these people who are like you so that you feel safe
right.
from Michael.
Is possibly. That
I think he's, I mean, I for sure that would make sense too, but I think also he's doing it so he's not alone, basically. Right. He wants to belong to something.
I feel like he couldn't come to terms with the fact that he can't come to terms with feeling his human side, so I think he goes to the other end of the spectrum and goes completely opposite.
Yeah. Right.
I don't think he just wants to belong. I think he also wants to be loved in some kind of way. And I think that's also another way that he is jealous or admires Stefan, because Stefan has Elena. He has his brother I'm sorry. As messed up as David may be, he will still fight for his brother, and he will still continue to always be there and to come back. And
but he keeps killing people that are.
Well, I think he only kills them once they betray him.
Mm-hmm. Either that, or that showed Rebecca. Too much human emotion at that point. Like Rebecca chose Stefan because she fell in love, a human emotion.
Right.
He killed Elijah because, you know, he was trying to help out Elena.
Right.
You know, human emotion.
And I think that, I don't think that it's because of the human emotion, though. I think that it's more because he thought these people were on his side, and he kept them alive and kept them with him because he is lonely and needs that. And at that very second, when any of those people turned on him is when he didn't need them anymore.
Yeah.
He immediately dispatched of them because they weren't on his side anymore.
Right. I'm also wondering if it had anything to do with, well, I'm sure it did, but something that happened before he turned with his family.
Right. Because they.
And what makes them original? So I wonder. Actually, now I'm thinking. Well, I'm wondering if the flashback is going to go to like
when they were.
Like a knight, so like kings and queens and stuff like that.
So like over 1,000 years ago.
And.
That'd be interesting.
Yes. Because he's very disattached from his family.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. And because he's the bastard child. He's only the hybrid because his mother had an affair. So he's never felt like he's belonged anywhere because he was the bastard of the family.
But I do agree with you, Jesse. I do feel like that at some point they're going to bring back some type of scene with his family, because otherwise, before he killed Elijah, he said, no, I didn't spread them across the seas. He's keeping them for a reason.
Right.
That
right.
is true.
And I feel like it's to prove
that he's something. Yes. He's going to wake them up once he has his army, and he's like, look what I did.
Look
what the bastard
kid
did.
Look who's badass now. Yeah. Yeah.
And we do know that we are supposed to meet the rest of the original this season.
We're going to meet all of the originals. Yeah. And I think,
can't wait.
Actually, within a couple more episodes, we're going to meet Mommy Dearest.
Mama.
Yes. Mama. So that's exciting.
Oh, great.
So do we think she Michael is another brother?
I don't.
No.
What are you thinking? Well, wait. Let's
I'll
not
wait
get
for
into
predictions.
We'll get into
I have I have a prediction, but I'll wait for predictions.
By the way, he's not an angel. If that's what you're thinking,
an archangel.
Before we get into predictions, wrap up real quickly. Elena claims she needs to remember everything. I thought that was a little like, I want to remember everything. She wanted to remember the bad things Stefan did, but she wanted to remember the good thing that Damon did.
Well, I took it as yes, she wanted to remember the bad thing that Stefan did, but I think she also wanted to remember that he did try to fight.
Right.
And that would still give her that small piece of hope, just
that
a tiny little mustard seed of hope that she can hold on to for later.
Right. I like that. I didn't think about that, but I love that.
Which was immediately blown to shit, when he came back.
When he came back and was like,
True.
See, I might be a little far-fetched, but for some reason, I feel like that was almost her ammunition to defend herself for kind of falling for Damon at this point. That somewhere in the future, she can say, well, look what you did to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. What did you want me to do, Stefan?
Right.
He told me he promises he will never leave me again.
Never, ever.
Again.
How many times has everybody said this to this poor freaking girl?
And how many times is she going to sit there and believe it?
Right.
Well, we see this a lot.
Well, but here's the thing, though.
Okay.
Damon has never has, and I think Damon actually would stick to his word.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Because Damon would have stuck to his word with Catherine until Catherine screwed Damon over.
Yeah.
And so I think that Damon more than Stefan will be the person who would stick to that.
Now yeah, I'm with like, you on that. She asked for him. Where were you, David? Yeah. You know, you didn't know that you're my hero now. Like, well, why weren't you here?
Well, okay, so good question. Let's round the table for this one, because I didn't look at it like that. But that's interesting. You said that. I took it as, where were you? You could have saved your brother.
Like that's how I took it too. Yeah.
I was here fighting, and I was trying to talk Stefan into it, and I felt like she almost was saying it like, if you were here, we could have like
protected. Because
she knows how strong the bond is between brothers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With them, that's how I took it. What did you guys think?
I like that. I'm with you.
I agree. I'm with you. Yeah.
I like my hero.
I went more with.
I mean, I'm with that too. I think there's two sides to to everything, yeah. And I think the overall thing was she was talking to Damon, where were you? But I think the undercurrent was that you could have helped me with this.
Right. Well, I think that's what it was just in general. It was like this could have gone a lot differently had he been there, had he not been selfish, had he not left, where were you? But I think that it was the beginning of Elena admitting that she wants him and needs him more than she has before.
Agreed.
Either that or that she's at this point expecting him. To be there because she knows how he feels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that when she finds out that he was with Catherine, she's not going to be too pleased.
Were you guys really shocked about Stefan coming back and his whole attitude towards Elena?
I'm excited about
it. I'm more excited about it than I was shocked.
Yeah.
I think that's going to drive her
into
to that excuse that you said before. Yeah. Like you were there and you were acting like this. What did you want me to do?
Right.
Yeah.
She's totally gonna say those exact words.
Yeah, right.
Exactly like that. What do you want me to do?
What do you expect from me?
Yeah.
I need some vampire D something.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Jesse.
I just caught what you said.
I think we should maybe go to a commercial.
Great segue, because that's what we were about to hit.
Find out what the AfterBuzz is about.
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come off.
When the TV show is over, get your After Buzz on.
I have tiny ears.
Headphones, ladies. Headphones, ladies.
Girls, get in. The After Buzz TV. Predictions.
I love this.
Oh. Okay, can I say my prediction?
Yes, yes, go.
I'm like bursting.
Do it.
Okay, so we're talking about who Michael is, who he could be. Ooh. I'll put money on this. Michael's going to be their dad.
Yeah, I thought about that too.
That's a good one.
It's going to be the original dad. That's why Rebecca and Klaus are so terrified of him. Mm. He's the only vampire who would hunt vampires because he's the original vampire. He's going to be their father. He's older than anyone else. He's an older guy. I will literally go to Vegas and put money on that right now. I'm so sure that's it.
Hey, I was ready to put money on the fact that I thought he was an angel.
I wasn't going to say father, but in that same concept, I was going to say he's probably the one that created the, you know, that whole family.
Because he would have to know how to actually kill them.
Ooh,
right.
Yeah.
But the father piece makes it, you know, a little bit more dramatic.
Is it a twist?
Yeah. He's blonde. They're all blonde. Mm. I mean, for the most part, even though Elijah wasn't. But
it was like little Sandy something.
Yeah.
But I just, that's where I'm going.
How did you tell he's blonde?
Yeah,
he's dead.
When he was in the 1920s, he was
blonde. Oh, that's right. Okay,
and I know the actor, so I know that he's blonde.
We'll get it.
All right, so any other thoughts?
No, I don't know him, but I recognize him.
what other part he could play in this whole twisted game?
What?
No, I'm asking.
Oh. What's the question?
Thoughts? Any other thoughts as to who Michael is, what he is capable of doing? Can we rationalize with him at all?
I think that he's probably working out of guilt because I feel like he's going to have played some part in making vampirism possible, which I think is maybe why he's hunting them and wants to get rid of it, because he's like, what did, maybe like, what did I bring upon the world? Mm-hmm. What did I do?
Interesting. Now, and who cast...
Probably in some sort of quest for immortality, and now he's brought this upon Earth.
Who do we say casted him to the tomb?
They just said a witch entombed him in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
They didn't say who...
So that would be interesting to see who that is.
And very interesting, he was... So, oh, that's probably where our flashback will go to.
No. Probably the 90s.
Well, who...
Probably.
Do we know who the original witch was?
No.
No, we still don't know.
No. Oh, maybe we'll bring this one back from the dead.
I hope so.
As long as all the witches remain black, I will be happy because...
Well, we already proved that case is incorrect.
Yes.
Well, there's been so many references to the original witch that at some point I feel like they have to.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll show us if it's a man, if it was a woman.
Well, yeah. I definitely feel
if
like
she was
it's
black,
a woman.
If he was white.
All right. So bets on not bets, but thoughts on the original witch. I would think that it's in Bonnie's blood.
Lonnie. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would hope
you
so.
Think?
I do, and so. I think that because Bonnie plays this part of now she can't connect with all the other witches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
she's
really
gonna have
kind
to
of
find
the only
original.
Way for her to get back in
her
with,
power.
The, with the girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's her bloodline.
I agree with that.
Like that'd be exciting.
Okay.
I'm rooting
I'll
that.
Go with you for that.
And it continues to give Bonnie purpose.
Yeah. Because at this point, we don't know any other witch bloodlines.
Right. No, we do.
I was kind of disappointed.
Yeah. I guess that are left alive.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
that's what I mean, I guess.
I was disappointed last week.
Gloria.
Gloria was killed. Somehow I wanted
like
that
it.
To...
I enjoyed Gloria. I don't think they should have killed her off so early on. Mm-mm. Not to say that she's dead. She might still be coming back.
Wait, or is she the witch who...
Entombed Michael?
No. She's, I don't think she's
no,
the
no,
original.
No,
because she would have known. I think that if she was... Well, I mean, she wasn't
well, I don't
playing
know,
because
she knew she needed the
cards.
Necklace.
Yeah. I don't think she was the. I don't think she's the original.
Oh, I don't think
whether
she's the original.
Whether she was the witch who entombed
oh,
Michael would be another thing.
I still don't think so, because if I feel like if she knew about Michael, she wouldn't have done everything that Klaus asked her to. She probably would have just like, "Hey, yo, Michael, Klaus is here, come kill him."
But no, but didn't she make a reference to the original witch at some point?
Yeah.
Was it last week?
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah.
Actually, that's maybe she is the one who actually put Michael away because she was so cocky. Around Klaus that she knew he wasn't going to do anything to her.
That is possible.
Right. I mean, she doesn't have a death wish. Mm-hmm. Gloria didn't have a death wish, but she also wasn't really outwardly wanting to help Klaus.
Because she admitted that with Stefan.
Yeah.
She was withholding information because she's like, she didn't really want to further any of his causes.
Right.
But why do we think she wanted that necklace?
She wanted it.
She wanted it for its power.
Because it belonged to the original witch. Yeah.
Yes.
Which
right.
means
and it would have helped her connect even greater to the power of the witches.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah. Because she wanted to live forever, so she probably
because
thought
it
could help her do that.
Mm-hmm. Also wondering why Rebecca is the whole... Well, because the original witch gave Rebecca the necklace.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why Rebecca had it.
What?
Yeah, I want to know
maybe
why
maybe the original witch was their housekeeper.
Yeah, I was just thinking that in my head.
But they wouldn't have had a housekeeper. It would have been too long ago. It
would have been a servant.
Really?
Or like a
slave. It would have been a servant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or something.
Same thing.
Huh. So next week we see Stefan is high on human blood and just going bananas.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
He's on crack.
I do. I kind of like this
right?
Stefan. It's interesting. It's fun. It's
the addict had a relapse. And
Yeah. He's just going crazy.
We need to get him back in the program.
needs to start apologizing to people.
How long do we think this is going to go for?
I hope for a little good.
It,
a good
I think
of
it's
time.
Gonna go for a long time.
I feel like it'd be too cheap to wrap it up so quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
I don't
you
think
say?
It'll go into next season.
No.
Oh, no.
I think their season resolution will be Stefan coming back.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that he'll have to make some sort of sacrifice where he'll have to use his humanity to save somebody at some point.
Yeah.
Yes.
Before the season ends.
That'll definitely be like the last episode. Yeah. I think of this season, he like is back on the road to becoming.
Right.
Human again.
But
like
no
humanity.
One will want him. I think that he'll have done so much damage that no one will really want him around.
Yeah.
I think
he'll
he's going
to
have a tough
to
road
loner.
To come back. Mm-hmm. And like we said, make amends. He'll be back.
Yeah.
He's going to have to do those
well,
12 steps.
But if Damon can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing that will be is could Elena love him again after she so after she, he turned on her.
Yeah.
After he turned on her, after she's high
Damon.
On Damon.
Mm-hmm.
After she's had a piece of Damon.
Which I feel is coming really... I'm going to say like two, three more episodes. It's going to be real quick.
Yeah, I'm with you
it's
on that.
It's definitely not next week.
No. She wants to see that diary.
And it's not going to be... It won't be for Halloween, so it's going to be like three episodes.
And so also with Halloween coming up, we learned that we are going to see some people from the past, including Tyler's...
His uncle.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now,
that would have to be a flashback because God dead.
His heart was ripped out.
Yeah.
That's
got to
be a flashback.
So we're going to say, so we think that Halloween will be the flashback episode?
I don't know if it'll be that flashback episode, but
I don't know, but it has to be a flashback.
That has to be a flashback to see him. I can't see how they'll resurrect him.
Unless he's like in a video or something like that. Because they do. I mean, there's tons of videos of his uncle.
Or a spirit.
Or spirit, maybe.
If Jeremy can talk to him.
Maybe.
Or you know, Matt. I'm loving that Tyler is a hybrid now. Well,
really?
I love that they gave him more of a storyline. Mm-hmm. And it just, I don't know. He has progressively gotten sexier and sexier to me.
I agree with that.
He has.
But something tells me, I feel like he's going to have at some point some type of like internal struggle with who he sides with, his wolf nature or his vampire nature.
Right. And I do think, like we said earlier, he is eventually going to try to, Klaus is going to try and use him. Mm-hmm. So I think that this has definitely opened the door to a lot more danger for him.
Mm. I do agree with that. But at the same time, Tyler is so gung-ho Caroline. Like, I think that love will be.
How is that going to work out?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Why don't you know?
You know nothing. It's fine.
All right. So before we head out of here, any last predictions or anything you want to say about tonight's episode or about what you want to see next week?
Mm. I'm just ready for more nasty, nasty Stefan.
Yeah.
You like him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like he's so much more interesting.
I'm really excited for Michael.
Yeah. He's not like a puppy dog.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so, okay. Great question. A great topic. Michael. We know with Vampire Diaries, they'll tease us with something amazing, and then it'll be like four or five slow episodes. Do we think Michael's going to... Do you think we're going to see a lot of Michael this season, or they're going to kind of like give us a little tease?
I honestly think
it's going to progress.
They're going to tease us with him bits and pieces here and there, and then it's going to grow.
Right, because I think that...
Tonight's episode was pretty action-packed. It was a lot to process.
Yeah.
It was.
A lot going on.
And I do think that he has to be teased so we can understand what he is before he comes into central action. Because as of right now, all we know is he's the vampire once vampires. And so I do think they need to like...
And we're in episode.
There's gonna be a lot of flashbacks.
I would have to say a lot of flashback episodes because how are they going to tease somebody this strong who is claimed to, as soon as he's awake and sees you, he will kill you?
Well, he could be as smooth as what's his name? I said it earlier.
Elijah.
I agree with you. I think that there's gonna definitely be some flashback episodes because there's a lot of history between now and then.
Yeah,
that happened that we don't know about.
Yeah,
between the original
and I,
family.
I also could see now that Catherine and Jeremy are with him, that through them being there, that we'll see sort of his power and what he does to them as well once they wake him up. So I don't think we'll necessarily have to solely rely on flashbacks.
Yeah. Also interesting that you brought up, was it you, Billy, who said brought up that he'll be, he's killing them out of guilt because. Who said that?
Billy said that.
That was my guess.
Yeah.
So that'll be
created vampires.
Interesting for him to wake up to a vampire and a human working together.
Right.
Oh.
Right. So, I think it'll be also interesting to see for Michael to see how Klaus has turned out and what Klaus's plans are with all these hybrids.
Right.
Not going to be happy.
No.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, guys. So until next week, it was a pleasure. Nice having a full studio.
Yes. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely.
Please come back.
And we'll have our Miss Janora back next week.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, guys, if you want to see more, check out The Secret Circle next.
Ooh, yeah.
On After Buzz TV.
I'm excited.
Peace.
Keep the creepy Thursday going.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.